Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. The proposal is a big deal, right? I mean, that is not groundbreaking. Doesn't take a genius. Getting it right matters. If hopefully the guy is thoughtful about it and tries to think of something good. Maybe the person being proposed to offers some subtle thoughts or directives that might provide a little framework for whoever's proposing. Or maybe he just decided to take a shot at it. We wanted people to share the worst proposal they received, if they think theirs is the worst. And then we challenged guys, like, admit it if yours was bad.
Yeah.
Now we have two guys on hold. Let's start with Mike in Albany. Hi, Mike. What was your proposal? Did it go bad?
It did go bad. And I called previously and I was labeled the douche lasagna by Hot Wings because I had so many layers to how bad of a douche I was. So that's awesome. It always made it worse.
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but that was a great nickname.
Yeah, it really stuck. And I've been living up to that. So I breed okay. roaches to feed my bearded dragon. And,
oh, no.
And subject to what I've read, they said they can't get out and they got out. So my girlfriend has PTSD because she found one in her clothes and they scurry across the floor at night.
Yeah.
So I had a custom made ring. I put the hard box in my pocket and I filled up the gift box with roaches and I didn't tell anybody. She can't see that good and went to touch them and threw them in the air. The dogs ate them. She ran across the kitchen and hid in the laundry room and wouldn't come out. She's still shaking, comes out and I'm in the middle of the kitchen floor with the ring. Didn't even acknowledge what was going on. I shoved the ring on her finger, never even got to ask her. She's still in a panic. And I don't know. She never officially said yes, but she's been wearing the ring.
Are you guys married? How long ago was this?
This was on Mother's Day recently.
Oh, so
was there any part of you when roaches were in the air and then being eaten by dogs while she's hiding in the laundry room where you thought, maybe I'll just keep the ring in my pocket for a while and try this on another occasion and chalk this up to a whoopsie daisy?
Would the douche lasagna ever even think in that? That didn't even cross my mind at all.
You know something, Mike? Yep, I like you.
Yeah, I
like
you.
You know who you are, and you're not willing to change for anybody.
Any proposal that somebody does to somebody else that makes me laugh out loud is good by me.
Yeah, I'm not in the wedding.
I like how Mike is.
Mike, thank you, bud.
Mike's the only one in history to think, will roaches make this more romantic?
This is Zach in the UP. Hi, Zach. How did your proposal go?
So I was getting pressured for a while. Like, we had been dating for like 5 years, and I was just waiting for like the financial stability to be able to do it. And my mom had given me my grandma's ring. So I had brought it to like a jewelry store, got it cleaned up, got anything that had to be repaired to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a call that I had to be somewhere right after I picked it up. So I like drove it home because I didn't want to bring it with me to where I was going. So I drove it home and I put it on the counter and I was gone for a few hours. When I came back, my now wife found it on the counter and just started wearing it. And I was like, I never even got to ask, but I did say yes.
So like you came home and she goes, look what I found or what?
You know, she just found the box on the counter. She opened it up. Saw the receipt for everything, figured it was an engagement ring, so she just said that was good enough.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it worked out.
Let the ends justify the
means. A bummer if you had a big plan, but didn't sound like you did, so.
I had the ring in with bread at her favorite restaurant, which was an Italian place. She hadn't told me yet that she had been diagnosed with a gluten allergy and wasn't going to eat any bread.
Oh.
So there I am pressuring her. Hey, try the bread. It's delicious. No, thanks. Come on, have some bread. I said, no, I'm good. I don't want to fill up on bread. Eat the bread.
What's the matter? You don't like a bread?
We got a text earlier from a woman who was proposed to at a restaurant. And she was not in any headspace to be proposed to and had made that fairly clear. She said it was a manipulative man who no doubt did it to force her to say yes. And she said no. Then the people in the restaurant who all turned their heads to see it when he got down on one knee booed her till she left. What? Who would do that?
Is that worse than roaches? Or better than roaches?
I think getting booed by strangers to the point where you have to leave a restaurant on what was already an incredibly awkward moment, I think that's the worst.
Roaches are pretty gross. That's kind of my new barometer for whether your proposal is good or bad.
Text, how come all the worst proposals are from ex-husbands? Well,
yeah, hard to believe, right?
Think about that for an extra couple seconds.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Yeah, I'm not that shocked. This one from Northeast Pennsylvania. My wife cheated on me, and I thought if we got married, it would fix that, and she could never do it again. So we went out and got a ring, and I gave it to her at the jewelry store. Never even asked. We're still married today.
Wow.
Wait, so you were like, well, stop cheating on me. And she's like, give me a ring. And you're like, okay, what if some golden diamonds made you not cheat on me? That's a bold move.
That is real bold.
Mine is the worst. I asked my current wife to marry me. The phrase should have been, will you marry me, Suzette? But instead, in the nausea and anxiety of the moment, I said my ex-wife's name instead.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, boy, this is a good one, too. I proposed to my current fiance 10 years ago while she was in the middle of cleaning our newborn son's blowout. Poo everywhere. And there I am on one knee with a ring asking her to marry me. That's something we still talk about. Still not married.
But you didn't say no.
Been engaged for 10 years.
Hard to recover, man.
Yeah.
Okay, this is maybe the text of the year from Nashville. I've had 3 proposals that I've done. The first one was on a Ferris wheel. The second one, I knocked on the door, and when she answered, I was on one knee. The third one was on a horse and buggy ride in Nashville. I've never been married.
Oh. Ouch. Oh, for
3. Wow.
Well, it's obviously the location's problem.
Yeah. Were that's they, what it sounds like. 3 proposals to the same person?
Ooh, or that's a good question.
Or were 3 different proposals?
I assumed different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the question is, did you know them?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, you're pretty. Want to get married?
This text from Wisconsin. When I asked my now wife to marry me, it was a picnic. About halfway through, bees went crazy and started attacking her. She jumped up and we ran towards the car. I started to run ahead of her because I'm faster. And I panicked and I turned around and said, will you marry me? And she said, the bees are still singing my head.
That's like a movie plot.
17 years married, 23 years together.
Nice.
That's it. That one's kind of fun because it's memorable and the panic made you do something silly.
Yeah. And you didn't intentionally stick bugs on her.
It's a little different than stocking the ring box with cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 proposal man, 3 different women.
Strike.
And I knew
there.
Them all from school. Oh, were they all... like all high school girls you knew?
Were you at least dating them?
Or were these just people you thought, yeah, we kind of click.
I got a shot.
Every question you answer, I feel like we're going to have more questions.
Yeah, I need to know the time frame.
When it comes to money I've spent on rings, this person says, we're looking at well over $10,000. Mm. And it still never worked for me.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
How many rings is that spread out?
I'm curious. Yeah. This person threw the ring in the bottom of a champagne glass and said, I really want to spend the rest of my life with you. Don't choke on this glass of champagne. Is that romantic?
I think that's movie romantic. I don't think that's real world romantic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm no lady, but I would rather not have a wet, sticky champagne ring.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to fish something out of something else. I don't want it baked into a cake. I don't want it at the bottom of a coffee cup. I don't want it in a toilet. Like, I don't. Just give it to me.
Ooh, this is awful. My mother-in-law, I called her to get permission to ask my now wife to marry me. Now, this is not a proposal. This is just awkward. She said I needed to come ask her in person. And when I got there, she said, hey, we're all going to go out to dinner as a group. And I said, group? Went into the living room and there was a lot of people there. So I got in a minivan surrounded by all 5 of my wife's aunts and my mother-in-law, future mother-in-law. That was a terrible ride. A 15-minute ride to the restaurant took us 35 minutes, and I was interrogated for all 35.
Why do families do things like that? I don't understand.
I don't either.
That was, for me, when I proposed to my wife, I asked her parents first. And I think I've talked about this on the air, but her parents lived about an hour away from here. And it was important to me that I talked to them first.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also no reason for me to just show up to their house unannounced. But I wanted to make sure they were there.
Yeah.
So I sent her mom a text one day and I was like, hey, are you guys going to be home later? She's like, yeah, why? And I was like, I'm in the area.
Which is like an hour, right? You said,
yeah,
right.
I'm in the area.
I'm just going to swing by. And she said, oh, okay. Yeah, well, we'll be here all afternoon. And then I had to follow it up with, but don't tell Annette that I'm coming over because that would be weird and that this whole thing is weird and everything's weird. And then I got to their house and we just awkwardly sat in their living room for 2 minutes and I was like, I'd like to marry your daughter. What do you think? And they're like, yep, sounds good. We thought that that's what this is all about.
Do you think they were uncomfortable? No. Or excited?
I think they were excited because I didn't even get the sentence out of my mouth. And her dad was like, yes, yes, sounds good, yes.
Oh, that's really sweet. Like,
they were tired of our insurance.
They were tired of her being an old maid. Yeah, is that?
Yeah.
Why in that situation? Because I would have done the exact same thing you did, Steve, of tried to play coy and they'll never know why I'm coming. Why don't we just say, hey, I would like to come talk to you about the my future with your daughter. Are you going to be home? Why do we? Because you knew they knew.
Yeah. Why was I trying to keep it a secret from them of why I was going to come to their house?
Again, I would have done the exact same thing you did. Why are we like that as a human? I don't know.
Because I think as a guy, you want everything to be a surprise.
That is sort of, you got to surprise your wife.
Mm-hmm. Or at least fiance. Like sending that text that's like, I want to talk to you about my future with your daughter. Like, you're basically just asking over text at that point. It defeats the purpose of going in person.
Yeah. Could have saved me an hour drive.
Exactly.
Well, you don't want to give them too much opportunity to think it through and say no.
Right.
You got to catch them off guard. So they go, oh, I guess.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.